It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right, welcome to Money for Lunch. It's good, really good to have you here. It's Thursday. I'm in Los Angeles, of all places, and I'm going to be hanging out here for a few hours, and then I'm going to be heading back to Phoenix. Just flew in to shoot a film, a TV pilot, actually, for the show that I'm calling Uber Business. And basically what Uber Business is all about, it's an idea, a concept that I kind of borrowed from Jerry Seinfeld. So Jerry Seinfeld has a show called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And very true to its title, it's just him, another comedian, and they're driving around getting coffee. Now, usually it's a, every time it's a different car, and it's a different comedian, and it's a different coffee shop. But it's just two guys sitting around, and I think he's had a couple ladies on there. So it's, a couple of people sitting around, driving around in this car, talking, trading war stories, and it's pretty funny, pretty interesting, and it's available on YouTube. It's exclusively made for YouTube. And so Uber Business is probably going to be only on YouTube, but I may get it on Netflix as well. So we'll see what happens there. Amazing things happening all over. Good to have you here. Good to be in Los Angeles, doing incredible things, incredibly fun things, I should say. So, if you haven't done so already, I'm going to beg you, please subscribe to my YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez, or just go to youtube.com and type in Bert Martinez, and you'll find youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez. Hit the red button, subscribe, and you will be sent some free swag. Now, so here's a kind of a little bit thing. YouTube sometimes is a little late or sometimes not very good at letting me know who subscribed. So once you subscribe, send me an email, bert@bertmartinez.com, and I will send you out the free swag. And right now we got some stuff from Chili's. So if you like to eat at Chili's, that might be a good thing for you. We got some free books. So if you're into self-development, business development, and being positive and all that good stuff, so I have books for you to choose from. And what else? Just all sorts of stuff. Might get a t-shirt. And so we have t-shirts for you, books, all sorts of neat things by simply going to... youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez and hitting the subscribe button. You can do it. I know you can. And most importantly, these videos will have a positive impact on you and your business, on your career, on, it'll just be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. So, looking forward to, to having you here. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I'm looking at some of my show notes and, so not trying to be a jerk or anything like that. Right. So let me ask you this. What are you doing? What are you doing to get to the next level in your business, to reach some of the goals that you wanted to reach? I'm asking this because the first quarter of the year has already flown past. And, you know, how did it go? How's it going? What's up? And anyway, so I just thought I'd throw that out there and kind of, you know, see where you're at, see what you've been doing, see how it went. And so anyway, just want to kind of, what do you call it? Just throw that at you. Okay. What's been holding you back from getting to the next level in your life, your career, your business, your health, your wealth, your relationships? And just seeing how I can help you. So if there's any way that I can help you, I want to know. And you can hit me up, bert@bertmartinez.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Man, I'm just kind of out of it, huh? Anyway, I apologize for being a little out of it. I think my lunch is now starting to kick in, so my blood sugar is changing or something. Super important stuff. And that is, if, you know, what we think about consistently is what happens, right? What we think about consistently is what our reality shows up in our reality, shows up in our love, shows up in our health, shows up in our bank account. Am I right? Or am I right? So what words are you using consistently? How intense are you using these words? For example, people go around saying, oh, I'm always late all the time. I don't know why, but I'm always so late. I'm late all the time. And they say this, and sometimes they just say it in their head. They say it out loud. But bottom line is they're saying it. And they're saying it with such intensity that that it's becoming more and more real to them. Listen, if you want to transfer your ideas from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind using repetitive phrases, repetitive ideas with intensity is a great way to transfer that information over and make it a reality. So think about that. So what words are you using consistently all the time? Now, maybe you're living the life that you want and life is great and you're using the right words. But in all, you know, it's never so good, it can't get better. It's never so bad, it can't get worse. So let's say you're at good, and how do you get to excellent? How do you get to outstanding? What's the next level for you? And so there's two ways to get there. Is you deal with the fear, and the fear will disappear. And then, what else? Oh, and so you got to deal with the fear, right? And the fear will disappear. That's number one. Number two is you have to be aware of the words that you are using. The words that you use either make or break you. And when you add intensity to those words, I'm always late, I'm always broke, or maybe it's the reverse for you. Maybe you're saying, I'm so grateful for my success. I'm so grateful now that I've achieved this and that. Whatever you say repeatedly with intensity shows up more in your life. What I'm asking you is that most of us, including myself, have probably a large volume of negative, less empowering words than we do empowering words. Even the most successful person struggles with the thoughts in their head. So you have to be willing to dominate your thoughts. You have to be aware of what you're saying and then change that conversation. Right? You just have to be aware of what you're saying and then change the conversation. Speaking of changing the conversation, my first guest today, Tom Hopkins. Tom Hopkins carries the standard as a master sales trainer, and he is recognized as the global leading authority on selling techniques and salesmanship. Over 5 million people on 5 continents have attended Tom's high energy live seminars. Tom personally conducts 30 plus seminars each year, traveling throughout the world. He is the author of 18 books, including How to Master the Art of Selling, which has sold over 1.6 million copies worldwide. His latest book, When Buyers Say No, is receiving phenomenal reviews from sales professionals, sales leaders, managers, CEOs, and business owners across the world. Tom Hopkins, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Well, Bert, always great to be back on your program. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. Good to have you back. And you know what? It's always good to have you here. I think that not only do you inspire people, but you always have such great positive energy. So it's always good to have you here, Tom.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited about our subject. So let's jump on it.
All right. So let me ask you this. What to do when no really means no sale? Let's talk about this because, Tom, no matter how good you are at selling, there will be times when there's just no sale to be made. There might be a special condition or situation where there's really no need for you to put no need for your particular product or service, and you don't find out until after you've met with someone. So how do you suggest we handle, you know, exiting gracefully when no really means no sale? Talk about this.
Well, first of all, I found over the years of again, working with thousands of buyers that many times the saying of no is not a real no, but let's say that it really is. Well, a person needs to know what the volatility rate is of their product. Meaning an example would be that the average homeowner buying a home will live in it, let's say, 5 years. So that's the volatility rate. The average person buys a car every 3 years. So that's the volatility rate. So one thing I found over the years is their no may be no for now, but so many things can happen. They may not be happy with the service they're getting from their person they chose. They may not feel the product's giving them the benefits they're looking for. And I always have believed, Bert, that if you keep in touch and follow up, especially I had more than once people who got my thank you note, who received some of my mailings, who I kept in touch with, that the next time they decided to do business, they chose me. Now, does it always work? No, but I'm upping my percentages of success.
Sure.
By, again, keeping in touch, following up, not taking the no personally. And, of course, I was amazed how when I'd send a Thanksgiving card out to these people who had said no, when I would be in touch with them maybe every 90 days or so to say hi, that, you know, the next time they did business based on the volatility rate of the product or service, that the odds were good that they would give me an opportunity at least. Also, of course, I have had numerous examples where they would say, Tom, we just have to say no. And I would say to them, well, that's fine. But then I would do what we call a lost sale close. I would actually gather up my materials as if I was done. I would thank them. I can understand that this is pretty, this knows a real commitment. Then I would get up, move 3 feet from the table, our desk, and I'd turn back and I'd say, pardon me, John and Mary, before I leave, can I ask you a quick favor? My manager is going to ask me what I did or said wrong to prevent you from doing business with us. And so I was hoping you'd be very candid with me and just tell me, was there anything I said or did wrong? And it was amazing how they would get talking. And oftentimes one of the spouses in the husband-wife situation was leaning towards going ahead. And by just humbly asking them to tell me what I did wrong, oftentimes they can start bantering back and forth, and all of a sudden one of them says, you know, I'm impressed with what Tom has offered here, and I think we ought to go ahead and consider it. And I have converted that firm no into a maybe that then went into a yes. Now, of course, if there is a condition of no money, no credit, or they are ill and it's an insurance program and they can't pass a physical, well, those are real no's that you can't really overcome. In other words, if they're broke, going bankrupt, have no funds whatsoever, well, I certainly are not a bank, so I have to say, hey, I'm going to keep in touch and let's see if in the few years ahead we can do business. But I found that just by keeping in touch, which, again, I hate to beat people up with this, but I think the average person in sales doesn't realize that any human being you talk to, if you will find a way to keep in touch, if you will let them know you're hoping the years ahead to do business, that once in a while you'll pop a transaction just because you didn't take the no and leave it go. You took the no and said, I'm going to turn it into a yes someday.
Yes. And you know what? And here's the deal. This is something that I've learned from you and exactly what you just said, because you never know when somebody's circumstances will change. So somebody who absolutely has to say no because it's beyond their control, no credit, unhealthy, no way of financing something, but because you stayed in contact with them, you built the relationship of trust, and you know, 6 months down the road, 3 months down the road, a year down the road, all of a sudden they're contacting you because now they're ready to go forward. And because you stayed in top of their mind, you closed the deal.
Exactly, Bert. You're right on. But again, it really is in a way a numbers game. I've told you this before, but I always lived by that little saying, and I repeat it to myself, I'm going to keep to follow up till they buy or die. And that was something I lived by. And I'd had 2-3 years, again, of just subtleties, keeping in touch. I used to had a fun little thing I did. I know people love laughter and humor, so I would call it the joke of the day or joke of the week. And I would look through newspapers and magazines, and if I found a humorous little article or a cute story, I would duplicate it and send it to all these people. You know, I always had some fun with it. I'd say, you know, we're in a pretty stressful world, and I think we need things to lighten up, and humor is a great way to increase your health and your longevity of life. So here's the joke of the week. And boy, I had people call me and say, man, I look forward to your joke every week. And I eventually got so darn busy that I hired a woman that was my assistant, and she had a job of finding the joke of the week and sending it out to these thousands of people that I had in my mailing list.
Yeah, no, again, one of those clever ways of building relationships, staying on top of mind without being salesy or pushy, because nobody is going to get upset because you've lightened their day or brightened their mood. I mean, that to me is such a great, strategy. And with today's internet, you can find good family-friendly jokes that, you know, that appeal to anybody.
Sure, sure. No, you and I know this as friends, but I started as a hobby collecting humor, and I have over 1,000 jokes because I've always felt that, you know, if I'm going to teach it, I have to live it. So my audiences, when they come to my seminars, I really don't over-joke it, over-humor it. But I found people want to not only be motivated to be more successful, but they like to have fun and be entertained. So I've kind of built, one guy called me an inner trainer, where I do train, but I entertain. So I was, you know, kind of excited with that.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know what? I to this day, I still use the cork trick that you showed me there at your house, because it is funny. It's fun. It's entertaining. It gets people involved. I've been in situations where just to break the ice, I will pull out my corks and show them this trick, and it always amazes people. It just breaks the ice. It melts all sorts of walls. It's a great little way to entertain people. It's a fantastic tool.
And those are the things I always look for because, again, as I mentioned to you, people want to be motivated, but they want to have fun and enjoy. And I think with levity and some humor and a relaxed, comfortable demeanor, people bring down their defense barriers and they want to have a relationship. I totally believe that selling is a long-term communication relationship where they enjoy you as a person and you enjoy them as a person. And you're coming across in such a way that they see you care more about them than selling anything, and that's the feelings you create.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know what? And again, this is what back to building that relationship. Look, people do not want to deal with salespeople. No matter what, they don't want to deal with a salesperson. They want to deal with a consultant, an advisor, a professional expert, if you will, who can guide them through what's going to be best for them. Am I right?
Exactly. Exactly. Right on. Nailed it.
And when you have that, what do you call it, that mindset of I'm going to help the customer, I'm going to help my customer in what's going to be best for them, then you become that trusted advisor. But when they, and customers aren't dumb. We can smell when somebody is desperate for a sale. We know when somebody does not have my best interest in mind, and that's the quickest way to increase your refund rate, to get negative reviews, and it's such a terrible way of doing business when you're really trying to have that kind of mindset. You know, we've all heard people say something like, man, you know, she or he is such a good salesperson, they could sell ice to an Eskimo. And at first, on the surface, that sounds great. But for a real good professional salesperson would not want to sell ice to an Eskimo because they don't need it, right?
Hey, right on target, yes. I think one of the reasons my real estate career was so successful is I really ask so many questions to isolate the real need of the person, not just wanting a property, but what was the need in the investment? What did they have to have as far as the financial aspects? And I was a master asker as far as questioning, and that I think is something that I lean on in my training, that I become a master asker, not a talker and a teller, and you'll go far in any career.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely correct. And I love that idea of being a master asker because, you know, asking questions are the answers. And as you start probing and getting better at asking these questions, why is that important to you? How do you see yourself, you know, utilizing this service or this product, or what would you like to see in this kitchen? You start asking these questions and they start to open up. And they start to get that feeling that, man, Tom really cares about me. Tom really cares about what I'm going to do with this. And there's just no better feeling than helping somebody make a decision that's good for them. And that's the quickest, fastest way to get referrals.
Definitely. That's the foundation of getting referrals, is having them really enjoy the fact that you'll ask and listen, not talk and tell, and that you give up control of the conversation and you're concerned about them. And that old trite saying that no one cares how much you know till they know how much you care will always be true.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, let me ask you this. Speaking of questions, what's coming up next? When is the next seminar there for Tom Hopkins?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'm having a two-day weekend, Friday-Saturday event in Dallas, September 15th and 16th, which I love my, 16-hour program that I teach it all. And so that's our next event. And if anybody's interested, they go to my website and get all the details. And also, as I think we always mention, for people that are hearing us the first time, if they go to my website, tomhopkins.com, they'll see a thing called the free resource page, which we give away some wonderful thank you note ideas, some wonderful concepts for no charge. And I always tell brand new people who money's tight, anytime you can find a mentor, anyone that can teach you something to have a better life, take advantage of anything they offer for free and use it. So hopefully that'll be good for our folks.
Absolutely. So you guys listening who want to find out more about Tom, if you want to access the free resources, you can go to tomhopkins.com and just hit the resource page, and you will see all the free stuff that Tom will help you with. The thank you note strategies there. He's got a bunch of other strategies that you can have access to. And then you can now start making plans to join Tom in September there in Dallas. And I think that's going to be a blast, Tom. I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to have you back again and talk some more.
All right. Always great, Bert. All the best to all of you, and thanks for listening. And keep in touch, my friend.
I will. Good stuff there from Tom Hopkins, the global leader in sales training. This guy's trained probably more sales trainer than anybody in the world. And you can attend one of his high energy classes, training in Dallas coming up in September. That's always good. And, I think he does one in Hawaii, but I don't know if that one's until when, November or maybe January. It's always a good time to go to Hawaii. So no fear there. But you know what? It's just amazing. What I love about Tom is that Tom is very much an everyday guy. He has never forgotten his roots. He was a steel worker. His job was to carry steel from pile A to pile B. And he says it was the hardest, most exhausting work he's ever done. When he started in his career in real estate, he was about 19 years old, didn't own a suit, and didn't own a car. So he would use his motorcycle, and he had a band uniform that he used as his uniform or his suit. And that's how he started his career. And if he can do it under those circumstances, you can do it wherever you're at. It's not looking at the resources you don't have. It's being resourceful with what you do have. So what if you don't have a car? Use a bike or a motorcycle, or you use public transportation, or in this case, nowadays, you can use Uber or Lyft. So being resourceful is using what you've already have. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys stopped by. I'm so grateful that you guys check us out. Let's share this video. I'm sorry, this video, this audio. Let's share this lesson, this message, if you will, with other people. And let's help as many people as we can understand what it means, what to do when no really means no sale. As always, I'm grateful for you here. Check me out on youtube.com/ Bert J. Martinez. Please subscribe and you'll get some free stuff. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.